It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A Milwaukee area health insurance co-op is set to become part of an Ohio health insurance company. It's a move that means leaving the Affordable Care Act government marketplace. We examine shifts underway in the health insurance industry, and we hear from you. Call in with a question, share your comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kathy Mahaffey is CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. That's a Brookfield-based health insurer she founded in 2012. Kathy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Well, let's start by giving us some working knowledge. How is a health insurance cooperative different from other health insurance companies?
Yeah, so Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative is both a federal co-op and a Wisconsin cooperative. And that makes us somewhat unique because we are really focused on the members that we serve, and we're nonprofit, but we're also consumer oriented and operated. So our members who buy our health insurance actually elect our board of directors, and they really have a say in the way that we operate.
And what is that like? I mean, do members have, what type of leverage do members have of this health insurance co-op that is consumer operated and oriented?
Yeah. So we have a board of directors. Actually, we have 9 voting board members, and every year our members elect those 9 folks to serve on our board. And I work very closely with our board to make decisions, decisions that impact the people who choose to purchase our health insurance. You know, those decisions can be anywhere from, every year the board of directors approves our premium increases or decreases that we've had over the years, different benefit offerings. And most importantly, we really take into account the feedback we receive from our members. And we get member feedback in a variety of ways, and we bring that into the organization so that we can make ourselves a better health plan, because we really just exist for our members. We don't have any outside shareholders or other owners. So it really makes us centrally focused on the people that we serve. So we call ourselves a very member-centered organization.
So do these members who stay in the co-op longer for their health insurance, do they gain any additional benefits or additional ownership stake?
No, there's no ownership stake in the cooperative by our members, in terms of, being true somehow financially related ownership, but it's just really the way that we operate again. We're stronger when we have more members, gives us that purchasing power, if you will, as we need to negotiate with either vendors to provide services to our members or our provider partners. Really the concept of a cooperative is just bringing people together, people that, are here for the, we're all here for the same reason, which is to have a very robust health insurance offering, have premiums be as affordable as we can make them. So it's really just kind of a different way of operating.
What attracts you to the nonprofit health insurance setting and this type of model for healthcare delivery?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've been in health insurance my entire career. And when I first started in health insurance, I really just needed a job when I graduated college to pay back my student loan. But, I quickly learned that people do not often look favorably upon health insurance. And that really bothered me when I started out my career. And it really wasn't until I landed at a cooperative. This is my 3rd cooperative I've actually worked at. So early in my career, I landed at a cooperative in Madison, and I could see the difference that, a cooperative really exists for the sole purpose of serving its members and really nothing else. And so I was really drawn to that model. I thought, wow, I can be in this industry and do really good for people. So this is, as I said, my 3rd cooperative. It's my 2nd startup cooperative. And I really, really like working in this environment.
Kathy Mahaffey is with us, a CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative, as we discuss the health insurance industry. You can join in questions and comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Okay, Kathy, we're going back in time when the federal government gives 24 nonprofit insurers more than $2 billion in loans to improve competition in the Affordable Care Act health insurance marketplaces. Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative is now one of the three nonprofit insurers remaining today. Why did this particular cooperative succeed when more than 20 others failed?
Yeah, you know, it was really difficult at the beginning, you know, of the Affordable Care Act. Of course, the ACA, as we call it, or Obamacare, you know, it's done a lot of great things for consumers. But in those early days, you know, it was pretty rocky. You know, the Affordable Care Act came in and was going to really change up health insurance. You know, people no longer had to worry about pre-existing conditions and all of those things. And so, you know, there was this idea to have these federal co-ops be infused into the marketplace so that they'd bring more competition and a different model, you know, a nonprofit consumer, you know, focused model. But it was rocky, as I said, and some of the kind of the key components of the Affordable Care Act, such as some dollars to help health insurance companies with kind of to stabilize things with the ACA, they didn't come through. So there were you know, millions of dollars that were owed to health plans across the country, not just federal co-ops, but all health plans that, you know, ended up not coming through. And so a lot of the co-ops across the country just simply couldn't make their way through that. And for us, you know, we were able to find a way. You know, every time we were presented with an obstacle, we just kept fighting and finding a way through so that we could keep this great, you know, business model going for our members. And, you know, it's just a series of things that happened over those years. But again, you know, we had great partnerships with our healthcare providers. They wanted us here in the market. And, you know, our board of directors and our members were so committed to what we were doing. So we just found a way, I guess, and every time there was an obstacle.
In within these obstacles, what was so rocky? I mean, there sometimes people think of health insurance and the industry making significant significant amounts of capital and a lot of profit. What was different here?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. People do, you know, that is a common perception of the industry. But so for our experience, you know, we were a startup, and anyone who started any type of business, they know how hard that can be. And so we were awarded a loan from the federal government to start Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. But when we launched in 2014, that was our first entry into health insurance. That's when the Affordable Care Act started. And like every health plan kind of across the country, we didn't know what to expect. You know, how many members would enroll? What would their health risk profile look like? And this was very common where the folks that were, you know, entering the Affordable Care Act, the, you know, individuals and families, you know, they had a higher risk profile. They had more claims than, you know, premium was being paid in. And so that just resulted in, you know, losses because you have to be able to have enough premiums to pay for all of that. And so the ACA, though, had some great premium stabilization programs. In fact, they had three of them. But there were, you know, some things that happened politically. And one of those programs in particular, called the Risk Corridor Program, did not have enough funds to help out health plans across the country. And then there was no way that those funds were going to be provided to health plans either. Mm. So, you know, instead of getting, you know, a dollar, for example, that health plans were due in that program, we received 12 cents on that dollar. So that was really significant. It was significant for us and certainly all the co-ops because, again, we were startups, So we didn't have a lot of funds, and we didn't have other product lines or things that we can fall back on. And so, it also, not only impacted the co-ops, but it generally did impact health insurance companies across the country. In Wisconsin, for example, insurance companies started exiting Wisconsin, not participating in the Affordable Care Act. So again, it was just a really rocky time.
Kathy Mahaffey is CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. That's a Brookfield-based health insurer, as we discuss changes in the healthcare insurance industry. Call in with a question. Add your thoughts. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. About a decade ago, the federal government awarded about $2 billion in startup loans to help create 24 healthcare co-ops to offer coverage plans on the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. That history is from the journal Health Affairs, and we explore one of the last remaining health co-ops that will dissolve and become part of a nonprofit health insurance firm in Ohio. Kathy Mahaffey is CEO of Brookfield-based Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. Call in with a question. You can add your perspective, 800-642-1234. So, Kathy, bring us up to date here. Why join with this other Ohio-based nonprofit healthcare insurer?
Sure. We love what we do. We love serving individuals and families in eastern Wisconsin, and we fully intend to do that. I want to make sure our members know and people know that we intend to continue to offer health insurance for years and years to come to individuals and families. But we knew a few years ago our board of directors had said, it's probably important for us to explore partnerships, because we are a smaller health plan. And it's can be challenging, financially, can be challenging operationally to operate. And we so much love, our mission of putting members first that we said, let's try to find a like-minded partner so that we can continue this mission and strengthen our health plan. And so that's really kind of how we got started on the search for a partner. And I've talked to a lot of different organizations over the last few years, but when CareSource came our way, it was kind of like we knew instantly that this other nonprofit health plan could really help us continue our mission.
But meanwhile, the ACA marketplace is growing. In January, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services reported that a record high 21.3 million people selected a plan on the ACA during the 2024 open enrollment period. So why leave this segment as it continues to grow?
Oh, and we're not leaving the segment.
Okay.
So I really want to make sure everyone knows that Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative will continue to serve individuals and families in the on the marketplace. We intend to do that now and for years and years and years to come. Really, what we're doing is, again, looking for we're looking for that partner to help us strengthen our organization and grow even further. And so, while we won't be a federal co-op, that is what we're looking to exit that federal co-op program. We will still be a licensed health insurance carrier in Wisconsin serving individuals and families, but we will be affiliating with CareSource to help us grow.
So, in order to terminate the co-op and join the Ohio nonprofit CareSource, what financial hurdles do you have to overcome in doing that?
We really don't have financial hurdles to overcome. But as we've been talking about, we did receive a loan from the federal government to start Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. And we have fully paid back our startup loan portion of that. And we have paid back about half of our solvency loan as well. So we have certain payments we have to make every year, and we're current on all of that. So when we put our request in to exit the federal co-op program, if we do get all the approvals that are necessary to affiliate with CareSource, then we'll pay back the remaining portion of our loan. So that's just part of the, I guess, the steps in the process here to affiliate with CareSource. But we have the reserves to do that, so no concerns about that.
And what I'm hearing from you, Kathy, is that your plan offerings wouldn't shift more to Ohio healthcare systems.
No, thanks for asking that. We will remain a local Wisconsin licensed health plan. We'll be here locally in Brookfield. Our members love to stop at our office, pay their premiums, ask questions to our member services representatives, and all of that's remaining. So we'll continue to be a local, have local presence, but we'll just have the resources and the backing of another really, well, another members first nonprofit health plan. So we'll be able to offer our members more services, and more financial stability, all of those things, so that we can, again, be here for years to come.
We're talking about a health insurance industry and a cooperative based in Brookfield. Kathy Mahaffey is CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. Call in with questions and comments along the way at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kathy, looking more broadly at healthcare delivery, we've been following the reporting on two hospitals that are set to close in western Wisconsin this spring. How do hospital and clinic closures affect health insurers like your co-op, for instance?
We're certainly fortunate in eastern Wisconsin, where we operate in 24 counties on the east side of the state. That we haven't experienced those, and we certainly are hopeful that we don't have more of those. There's no doubt that there are challenges for hospital systems, and whether it range from staffing or financial challenges. And so it's really difficult to see, and when they're forced to end operations. That's hard for patients, it's hard for the communities. And so, I'm hoping that we can take some learnings from what happened in Western Wisconsin and just say, what can we do to prevent those things from happening?
What is the legacy of Affordable Care Act health insurance cooperatives? What were the, surprising teachable moments here?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kate. As you said at the beginning, there were 24 that received a loan, 23 that launched, and today there's three left. And I often get asked, would you consider that, a su successful program? And, certainly we would never be here today without the federal co-op program and the loan that we received. And so we're very grateful for that. I mean, we have served tens of thousands of people in the 10 years that the Affordable Care Act has been in existence. And so we feel, again, very grateful for that loan. And we know it had an impact on our members and on the insurance industry in Wisconsin. Again, bringing that consumer-focused type of health plan, we think our members have really had a different experience. So the legacy here of the three remaining is, again, just really wanting to, examine, having a different type of model, that is just entirely focused on the people that it serves and not any other stakeholders that you need to really focus on and perhaps redirect your efforts to serve those other than your members.
In our last moments together, I just want to pick your brain and get your thoughts. I mean, there's been this push for removing the profit motive from healthcare and supporting a single-payer system in the U.S. and public options. Could that type of system work in this country?
I think that there is just a lot I think we have to do first before we're ready for that type of system. I think there are, I think Wisconsin's very lucky. There's a lot of wonderful community-based, local health plans. So we are a bit unique, you know, where we're not dominated by one or two large for-profit, you know, national insurance carriers. But I think that, you know, our system is broken in many ways, and I think we really need to. I think there's a lot of things we can do to improve it, especially at the local level. And so I'd like to see more efforts in that regard before we necessarily say that, you know, that perhaps would be the solution.
Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Kathy Mahaffey is CEO of Brookfield-based Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.